This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Message is transmitted at the request of the President of the United States of America and the Office of Homeland Security. In compliance with the United Nations, the President of the United States has declared martial law. Curfew is now in place. Return to your homes. Any congregating of two or more people outside of your homes will result in you being arrested on site.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's the Alex Jones Show.
You will be arrested on site. UN peacekeeping garrisons have severed all data transmissions and telephone communications for national security. Any violation of martial law will result in immediate arrests and trial for treason. All traitors will be shot. America is now engaged in civil war.
That's the kind of music that is, you know, being produced out there these days, just in the general public, is now picking up the flavor of where all this could go. Joel Skousen is our guest, and he's getting into the fact that coming up in just a few days, Kim Jong-un, the third-generation dictator, toddling around, executing members of his family, you name it, saying he'll nuke the U.S., he'll do this and that. I get North Korea trying to look strong, but saying now they're going to fire at U.S. military bases and have the missiles come in right by the coastline, last week when they shot a missile off, it almost hit an airliner. I mean, the airliner, according to the trajectory, flew right under it, where the missile came down 10 minutes before. I mean, that's a busy ocean out there, and you've got a crazy person with this archaic military state in the middle of the most populated area of the world, and it's deteriorating, and the globalists did set it up as a trigger. That's a fact. So what do you expect to happen coming up here in a few days, Joel Skousen?
Well, if the actual launch goes on, and that's an if, because China may try to stop Kim, knowing that Trump could use this. China is desperately trying to stop this. That's the reason they went along with these sanctions at the UN. They know that they could help bypass the sanctions. There's no way the U.S. can stop them because it's all done internally across the border and electronically by shuffling money back and forth. But the point is, if this happens on August 15th or even up to the 20th, Trump isn't ready to do a full effective retaliatory response. Remember, the two aircraft carriers left the region here. The Carl Vinson and the Theodore Roosevelt are offshore San Diego doing carrier calls for Navy and Marine Corps squadrons off of San Diego. And the Ronald Reagan is based in home port in Japan, so it's in the region. That's the only carrier that could get there fast enough to take part. But it's going to take hundreds of cruise missiles and bombers and other things to do an effective three-tiered strike that would really, truly inhibit North Korea from retaliating against South Korea. I don't think Trump can do that. So what I'm saying is I'm afraid he might be tempted to take one of the options off the military table, which is to attack Kim's military or his missile fields and his missile storage depots to take out the missile threat. And while that's very laudable and that's not a threat to their people in North Korea, Kim Jong-un cannot lose face. He's going to have to retaliate, and that leaves his Air Force and artillery fully able to immediately strike South Korea.
We've only got 1 minute left. The $64 trillion question that could affect all our lives, the future of the planet. Russia and China, will they stand down if Trump strikes North Korea?
I think it's most probable they will not join in because they're not ready for Third World War. But what they'll do is like Vietnam, they'll channel conventional arms and they'll make it a bloody mess so that Trump will have to make it, it will become an unpopular war. He'll have to sue for peace short of victory. And thus that will
prospect. That's right. They're going to try to prop North Korea up.
Right. So Korea can then be another trigger event later on in the next decade because Trump will not be able to successfully bring it to victory and remove Kim.
Or he can just go ahead and decapitate North Korea right now.
Well, what do you mean by decapitate?
Kill Kim Jong-un, take out the leadership.
Yeah, that's very difficult to do, actually, to find out the leadership.
The bunkers.
It can be done within weeks and a month during combat, but it can't be done in a preemptive strike because you don't always know exactly where it is.
But we've got enough munitions to basically hit every one of their main caves.
Well, no, we don't, really. I mean, it would take over 1,000 cruise missiles just to handle all the air.
But not if you use tactical nuclear weapons. That, if we're going to do it, might as well go all the way. God bless you. Thank you, Joel.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a 6-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
What's your read on the president's reception there so far, and how does it compare to the Saudis' view of previous American presidents?
I think that it's being met with incredible celebration and high regard, not just in Saudi Arabia, but in the Arab region overall. I just traveled in the Arab region a couple of weeks ago in Egypt, which is going to have a very big influence in this meeting later on today. And the reception is tremendous. They see President Trump as an important ally against radical Islam, against ISIS, and a supporter of good Muslims. There is not any of the anti-Muslim xenophobia attached to President Trump's image in the Middle East, according to diplomats and military officers and ordinary people that I spoke with during my travels.
And, Conte, how might the U.S.-Saudi relationship change under President Trump?
I think it is already changing. The hunger for engagement with the United States was reaching a crescendo. Let's not forget, the Saudi military operation in Yemen was a direct outcome of President Obama's overtures to Iran. Saudi Arabia realized they were on their own, and that initiated a really serious conflict. The influence of Iran has been unchecked, not only in these nuclear agreements with the United States, but in its ability to propagate Hezbollah and its activities inside the Arab region to threaten and imperil Israel and to hold hostage Lebanon. So Iran has to be reined in, and that cannot happen without unity of the Sunni world and the United States.
The president on this trip so far has seemed to...
That's Dr. Kanta Ahmed, and she joins us now. I'm not going to go over all of her bio. It would take a long time, but she's a physician, nonfiction author, broadcast media commentator, and she's written the book In the Land of the Invisible Woman. And I want to talk about just the waterfront here with her because, again, in most of these radical Islamic countries, women basically don't have any freedom, and I don't understand why the left is covering up for this and working with the globalists to try to topple moderate regimes. Again, her story in itself is incredibly interesting. She is a spokesperson for the American Academy of Sleep Medicine as well. I can't go over all the stuff she's involved in, the different stuff she's done. And, of course, a lot of people have also seen her on the news. But I don't know where to start here, because, I mean, here's some of the articles. Designate the Muslim Brotherhood as a foreign terrorist organization. Absolutely, one of the articles she wrote. As a Muslim American, I will vote my conscience this November. Again, imagine being a Muslim and then saying that she supported Trump, the amount of courage that takes. And I've always said, if you care about Muslims or Christians or anybody, wouldn't you want to then not support these radical jihad groups? But the socialists, the globalists, they tend to be empowering them and wanting it. And just the most dangerous thing in the world if you're a Muslim is being killed in one of these Arab Springs that Hillary Clinton honchos. Now, that's my view on it. We're going to get Dr. Ahmed's breakdown, because I've got a lot of questions here, Doc. But where should we start for people to really understand what's happening and why so many leftist elites are seemingly throwing their lot in with the most barbarous forms of Islam?
Hello, Alex. It's an overwhelming topic. I think, first of all, I'm speaking to you today as an individual, not as an academic. I'm affiliated with a lot of medical institutions. These are my personal views. But the personal views I have are born out of being born into Islam, practicing Islam for almost 50 years, coming from the Muslim world and living in the Muslim world. So first of all, we don't talk about Muslim countries being radical Islamic countries. There is a Muslim majority world, which is 56 different nations. If you think Palestine is an independent state, that becomes 57. Inside Islam, inside the Muslim world, there is an incredible war going on between Islam proper and Islamism. We can call that radical Islam. And that radical Islam masquerades as my religion, wants to be treated with privileges that only religions deserve, but is actually a totalitarianism. And it's spilling into the West. The conflict is actually inside Islam and Muslim versus Muslim. But it is embraced and it's spilled over into the secular democratic world. So maybe that's a good place to start. You've also mentioned, very unfortunately, and to my experience, many of the Muslim nations ruled by Muslim governments do not accord women, minorities, people of other faiths, the rights and privileges that Islam actually gives them. I lived in Saudi Arabia. As a woman, I was designated a legal minor. I could not drive. I was forced to veil. Of course, I practiced as a very highly trained, American-trained physician and made all of the decisions I would normally do in New York. But based on their version of Islam, I was denied rights that my family that is Muslim and believes in Islam have always privileged me with. So the situation is very complex. You brought up a couple of contemporary events. What happened to the Arab Spring? Why did it become this disaster and debacle, which really didn't yield positive outcomes for most of the region? I think the Arab Spring was a genuine cry for the people in the Middle East, North Africa region to have democratic representation. And it was immediately ripe, therefore, to be exploited by the one group that had some sort of civil structures. Many of these countries don't have strong institutions like we do. They didn't have mature parliaments. They didn't have judiciaries. They didn't have free press. But what they did have was many members of the Muslim Brotherhood. And I think probably that's where you want to take the discussion for your diverse and huge viewership today.
Doctor, expanding on that, for folks that don't understand the factions, I mean, as you're saying, there's like groups out there using Islam, you're saying, as kind of a political system or an excuse to expand their power. And then from reading history books and studying things, I mean, just taking being veiled, I mean, that was only in certain areas and people going around out in the desert, kind of like the Japanese covering their faces up. And then some areas of North Africa that had sex trafficking and slavery, you know, then the women would be hooded because you didn't want to have, you know, the merchandise, I guess, getting damaged. And then in the last 100 years, if I'm wrong or correct, but Saudi Arabia's Wahhabiist financing and domination of Islam, being right there at Mecca and now having the oil, they've been able to take Islam, because historians have said there's been golden age of Islam when it was, you know, not as aggressive as some of the things we've seen in Europe even. But, I mean, clearly there's been this overthrow of more and more states and more radical, and then the very most extreme versions of this, like ISIS, are what's bullying their way to power. And then you have the left allying itself. I was asking you, why do you think the left is so allied with the most virulent, cult-like, you know, aspects of, as you said, this group that's taking over Islam? You can argue about the history of Islam or Christianity all day in different periods. They all have, you know, their good parts, their bad parts. But if you look at the modern history of Islam, is it not accelerating into super radical, barbarous, heart-eating, raping little girls? I mean, just insanity.
Well, I mean, what you're describing are images that come out of Islamism. I will say very clearly, I believe in Islam. I am a Muslim. That I am not a subscriber to Islamism. Islamism has, it's actually got a 20th century origin out of Egyptian prisons, by those that were incarcerated, very enamored with Marxist ideologies, and transferred it into a totalitarian construct, the central features of which are they seek global domination, transnational caliphate, total autonomy over the self. That's what totalitarianism is. A fictional reinvention of Islamic history, by which they think Islam will be restored to its former greatness through evolutionary jihadism. And at the core, driving much of that, is a rabid and fictionalized anti-Semitism. None of that has basis in Islam. Now, the groups that you're mentioning, you're referring to images that I think are originating from ISIS. We here in New York and in the United States came under attack from Al-Qaeda. Who can forget that day? You've heard me mention Hezbollah and Hamas. All of those groups, let's not forget the Pakistani and Afghani Taliban, all of those groups are manifestations of Islamism. You ask, why is the liberal intelligentsia somehow coming to its rescue? Let's be very clear. Islamism is masquerading as a religion. If you are a progressive, secular Westerner, you're very concerned not to marginalize anyone's rights, no matter what they are, and I share those values. That is in favor of tolerance. But if you're unable to distinguish a religion from a political totalitarianism, you are going to shelter a totalitarianism and not know it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So let's say, would today's liberals provide shelter to Nazis? Would they provide shelter to communists? Probably not. They'd have political arguments with them. But the Islamists, particularly in the West, in the East, we're able to really call them out because we know Islam. In the West, they masquerade as a religious minority, and they are becoming elevated as a result.
Dr. Kanta Ahmed is our guest, a scholarly medical doctor, you name it, goes on and on. We're going to go to break here in a few minutes, but I wanted to just get at this point then. Is this political Islamism still expanding because it's been an expansionary phase? Or do you think with what Trump's done to ISIS and our military that it seems to be now starting to contract some? And will the left be able to prop it up?
So great question. I think two-pronged answer. I see no reduction in the strength and support for the ideas of Islamism. In fact, perversely, in about the 15 years that I've been watching this, Islamism is making grounds in terms of controlling the narrative, the story. The whole reason you and I are having this conversation now, so many years after 9/11, is the Islamist version of reality is being propagated. And much of my writing is driven to expose that.
All right, let's talk about that. You're an amazing lady. Can't wait to have you on again in the future. But I think we've got like 20, 30 more minutes left with you. Hope you can stay with us because I want to get into what you see in the future, where we currently are, and how we educate people to defeat Islamism and then not have that blow back in just a general clash of civilizations with other forms of Islam as you're breaking down.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at kdarmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
a best-selling author, researcher, medical doctor, and one of the most intellectual, focused individuals out there that isn't just the absolute, complete cartoon demonization of Islam we see by some people, including by me sometimes, because you see the Islamists, as she's pointing out, which is this political modern movement, picked up in the prisons of Egypt, picked up in the prisons of Europe, and then it's this weird amalgamation of socialism with it, and then out of that, we see this new super political Islam that's allied with the left, and George Soros, who thinks that that's the future to get Islam to totally convert to Islamist or this system. If you politically control that, that is a lot of power. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. She's a big critic of Linda Sorcerer, whose family's in prison for being terrorist in Israel, who says jihad, overthrow Trump, who just says all manner of have jihad in America, and she's the poster person. And then Newsweek, Time, CNN, USA Today, says, oh, wear the hijab, wear a burqa. It's feminism. When I read about in Egypt and everywhere, the first big good feminist movements, women were killed and imprisoned by the thousands for saying, I'm not going to wear a hijab and I'm going to go to college. That was first wave feminism. Now it's so sick that third wave feminism, women are literally out there embracing this political system that you've described as not really being what you'd call classical Islam. Please continue.
So I think it's a very difficult subject. I write and think about this all of the time for over a decade. What is happening amongst liberal progressives in the United States and well-intentioned Americans? My experience of Americans has been that they're benevolent, they're welcoming, and they are very accepting. Political Islam in this country has been portrayed under the lens of a racial civil rights issue. Let's just explain why that doesn't work. Muslims are in 183 different nations around the world. In the United States, we come from 69 different countries. This is not a race issue. This is an issue about ideology. Even 5 to 6 years ago, when I testified to the Homeland Security Committee about the need to look for domestic radicalization of Muslims in the United States, I'm on record testifying to that after listening to evidence from Muslim parents whose children became radicalized in this country. I could see the beginnings of an effort to coach that into a civil rights violation. Exposing Islamism in the United States is not a civil rights violation. It is a protection of
As Mueller changed
but
it
also,
to...
But also protection of Islam.
Yes.
If we do not challenge these believers, they get to talk for all of us. Sorry.
No, you're absolutely on target. And proving your point that this is not the real classical Islam is that most of the recruiting is in the West by second and third generation people that are being recruited by the new weird Western meets Islam meets socialism mutation. Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's part of it, but it's not just someone sitting in their bedroom getting radicalized here in the West. It is the fact that we have organizations that are being embraced as Muslim advocacy groups when they actually have Islamist ideas or Islamist foundations. And I'm thinking of groups like the Council on American Islamic Relations, which is outlawed by Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. It's the idea that criticizing the Muslim Brotherhood, when I try to say we should designate the Muslim Brotherhood a foreign terrorist organization, it is very difficult to get those ideas published in liberal media because that is considered an Islamophobic view. When Muslims here and Muslims in the Muslim world recognize that the Muslim Brotherhood is exploiting an Islamic identity and underneath is really a wolf in lamb's clothing. When I speak to Arab or Muslim diplomats, both here and overseas, we cannot believe the free reign Islamist ideas are getting in the United States. This kind of conversation is not difficult in Pakistan. It is not difficult in Saudi Arabia. In Pakistan, I've traveled with Pakistani military and met with jihadists. We call jihadists jihadists, and we are Muslim. So why are we tied up in saying if I identify someone as this, I'm Islamophobic or I'm violating his civil rights? It's perverse.
Wow, this is powerful. Lay this out for us, Doctor, when we come back. because, I mean, I've researched this intensely. I've heard nobody lay it out as clearly as you do. This stuff isn't even allowed in those Muslim countries. Then we incubate it here and then send it over there with George Soros funding it. He's conquering the Muslim world and conquering the West with political Islam.
On the run.
Wow. Wow.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite establishment is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop Caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is finally back at the InfoWars store. You can get 25% off the regular price for a limited time only at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around the tree to the ground, shadow from
Dr. Quanta Ahmed is our guest. Here's a clip of Rich Higgins, who got fired 2 weeks ago by McMaster, who is allied with political Islam. And that's what the scholars are saying, with Soros and others, works for Soros, briefs Soros, on the radicalization, on the Muslim Brotherhood, on who really runs this political Islam that is allied with the globalist for worldwide domination. And that means of Muslim countries, that means of Western countries, that means everybody. The number one killer of Muslims is this political Islam. And you can debate, you know, Islam's history and past and good periods, bad periods. It's undoubtable, though, that this new form is cancerous. And as she said, masquerading and then discrediting people that you would call, I guess, classical Muslims from her perspective. But you cannot, you know, deny the fact that the globalists are backing it. And that was exposed to Congress, and that was exposed to the Pentagon, and they know that. And anybody that knows it is being fired. So here is the clip.
I think we saw very purposefully, immediately after 9/11, Muslim Brotherhood entities identified and provided to, for example, the Society of Professional Journalists. So when the Society of Professional Journalists have an incident happen, they have a little caller list that was provided to them. And the organizations that they were directed to, you know, if an incident happens and you need to find somebody inside the Muslim community to talk to, everyone they spoke to was Muslim Brotherhood. We see that at the political level, where our congressional members and in the executive branch, our senior general officers, our senior executives, oftentimes, not always, but oftentimes the people that they are interfacing with are Muslim Brotherhood affiliated organizations. I tell people, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, they are not going to win the war on terrorism. The Muslim Brotherhood is going to win the war on terrorism.
And that is basically what Dr. Ahmed is saying. So, Doctor, you were laying this out earlier as we went to break. Please continue.
Who is that speaking, Alex?
That is Mr. Higgins from the Pentagon, who was then also working for Trump in the National Security Council. And
so,
he got canned after this memo was made public.
I see. Well, I don't know about that, but I think that the United States relationship with the Muslim Brotherhood dates back much further to the Eisenhower era. And one of the most fantastic books to read about it and experts in the field is a journalist called Ian Johnson, who wrote a book called Mosque in Munich. So I would suggest that everybody look at that book and learn more about it. And sometimes it's not with ill intentions that the United States has engaged with the Muslim Brotherhood. The Muslim Brotherhood has been very good at becoming media savvy, at becoming available. As you know, Islam is fraught with sectarian divides. We don't have the equivalent of a pope. So when you are a government, you're going to reach out to a group that looks a bit like representing everyone without understanding that they don't. So that's not so unsurprising.
Yeah.
Not so unsurprising. But if you want to read a Muslim and understand the Muslim Brotherhood's reach and why it's not just the media and it's not just government appointees, or you want to blame a Democrat administration or Republican administration, it's actually academia in the field of Middle Eastern studies that has perpetuated a lot of this confusion, refusing to distinguish Islam from Islamism. Please read the Muslim academic Bassam Tibi, B-A-S-S-A-M, first name, last name Tibi, T-I-B-I. Most of his work is in German. Many of his books are translated in English. 40 years of scholarship on how the Muslim Brotherhood operates inside the Muslim world and outside the Muslim world. And I do not know, I'm not familiar with Higgins, but I would imagine that is exactly how the Muslim Brotherhood works. They are grotesquely underestimated in the United States, and they have been long underestimated in Europe. One of the arguments I get from editors is, how can you prove the Muslim Brotherhood causes terrorism? Well, they often are not pulling the trigger, but none of these groups, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, Hezbollah, they would never exist without a nonviolent ideological underpinning. And for almost 20 years after 9/11, we have to separate the fact that, yes, there's violent jihadism, but there is a powerful totalitarian ideology underneath that, which is driving violent jihadism. And therefore, the Muslim Brotherhood is responsible for all of these modern groups. And by the way, if anyone doubts my belief or my authenticity and commitment to Islam, we can refer only to the Quran itself, which warns Muslims that there will be those who will seed and betray insurrection from within their mosques with no intention other than to divide the society around them. The gravest sin in Islam, other than equating somebody to God, just like in many monotheisms, that's a grave sin, is to create insurrection and disrupt society. And that is what the Muslim Brotherhood is doing. When they asked the Prophet in his lifetime, while he was still alive, what do you most fear? They asked the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, what do you most fear is going to happen to your followers? He first refused to answer and then finally reluctantly said, what I fear most is going to come and emerge from among you. They will appear as if they quote the Quran perfectly, but it will go no further than their throats, meaning it will spare their hearts. And these people will come suddenly as if an arrow that slays its quarry. That means cast through a society like an arrow goes through the beast it's targeting. It will slay innocents, and everyone that is slain is going to be blessed because there will be innocent victims like lambs, and they will be the great imposters. This is what we are seeing on an astronomical scale. Now, obviously, that is my spiritual belief, but the political science evidence is very, very strong.
Wow. The headlines a few years ago were Obama caught secretly working with the Muslim Brotherhood. There was nothing secret. The entire Western world, France, the UK finally voted and said no about 6 years ago, and then that caused the domino effect of then our own military saying we're not going to back these Islamist groups in Syria, and this Western-backed Arab Spring is toppling regimes that were far better and you know, kicking women out of college and putting burqas back on their heads. And this reign of terror, and there was Anderson Cooper in Egypt celebrating the violent overthrow of the government and churches being blown up, and there's Anderson Cooper saying these are the good guys as gays are being, you know, thrown off buildings, and then there's the left and the CIA, the leftist branches of it, funding this to destabilize the Middle East, and that's what's sick. The political left may think it's allied with a political Islam in the mid-level. But at the high levels, the globalists are exploiting it to destabilize and topple moderate regimes. I'm not defending Assad, but they had nice beaches. Europeans were going there. Asians were coming there as a destination. Russians were going there. And women were going to college, and women were in positions of authority. But then all the fake feminists just ignore all that. I mean, I have 3 daughters. I take this serious. I want them to be able to do whatever they want. And I'd like to be able to, you know, have women be free in other countries as well. So I've seen our elites really ally with the most sickening, barbarous, foaming at the mouth, demon-like creatures that revel in just the most horrible atrocities. It's incredible. And I agree with you. Say what people want about the history of Islam, debate it all day long. You can debate the history of Christianity in different periods and different sects and different groups. You can find the entire compendium of human activity there. But there's no doubt the greatest threat to Islamic countries and Muslims in general is this political Islam. I mean, the numbers, millions a year killed in the civil wars and wars these guys they start. And so it's a real crime that the political left, the feminists, and all of them are out cheerleading for the likes of Linda Sarsour.
Well, you know, I think many of the things that you're saying, I am not familiar with the specific events, but Egypt is a wonderful example to bring to. And one of the reasons I visited Egypt is I spent months writing about the Muslim Brotherhood, and I felt it was a gap in my knowledge. Egypt itself, almost 95 million people came out in the streets. This is a country that is over 90% Muslim in order to overthrow Mohamed Morsi. Mohamed Morsi was the Muslim Brotherhood leader. His chapters were perfectly placed when there was an Arab Spring and a public call for an election. So the Muslim Brotherhood swept in and promptly began to shore their powers such that within a year he had given himself more powers above even the Supreme Court that the previous dictator, Hosni Mubarak, had even accumulated in 30 years of being a dictator. So Muslims are in the streets, intellectuals, tea sellers, drivers. They came out to ask and cause a second revolution to remove the Muslim Brotherhood. Ask yourself in the United States, why do Muslims not want the Muslim Brotherhood in elected power? And start to question why there seems to be this enamorment with what is
exactly. Why does the Muslim Brotherhood get banned everywhere by Sunnis and by Shiites when it's supposedly Sunni? I mean, it's like the plague.
And I want to say, I mean, I was certainly a critic of President Obama because of the Middle East policies. And also, I actually did not vote for President Trump for a number of reasons. But whoever is my president,
okay, I misunderstood. I thought I saw an editorial. I thought I saw an editorial implying that. But you still
no. Yeah. That's okay. But I will support whoever's in elected power. But what's missing here is knowledge, and not only knowledge. It comes from academia. It seeps into the media, and it enters the public space. There's a lack of curiosity. What is the difference between Islam and Islamism? It's not ordinary people asking this. It's academics in the Middle East studies in the United States who think that that is not a useful discussion. And Muslims We think it is critical to understanding what's going wrong in the world. So I'm not surprised President Obama may have engaged with the Muslim Brotherhood. President Eisenhower did. So why would it change? And even with President Trump, I really support his commitment to combating ISIS. It was very lacking. It's been very delayed. We have it now. I can see the response in the Sunni world firsthand when I visit there and, of course, through the media that you played earlier. But that may not be enough. We have to go after exposing these ideas. And I'll tell you how. You know, we are very safe in the continental United States. We're very protected. We do not have the situation that we have in London and France. But there is now a new idea that was never present in the history of Islam, that emerged from 1970s Iran, which is now chilling the public discourse. And that is something called Islamophobia. You will not find spiritual or religious decrees on Islamophobia anywhere in the 1400-year history of Islam. But now, this conversation that you and I are having is one that is very difficult to have in any public space without being slandered or slurred as an Islamophobe. I'm even attacked for having this conversation with you. The reason is I think these ideas are so important. I value any audience that can learn about them. And
well, exactly. Well, that's what the left does, is they go out and they bully anybody on Twitter and Facebook. I guess you're probably getting that. That's a sign you're effective when they're bullying, saying, how dare you go on this show? They want to control the discourse. They want to control the debate. And now I've noticed the thing you get censored for the most on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, you name it, is criticizing third and fourth wave super crazy radical feminism that says, you know, having he or she words is wrong, and or criticizing political modern radical expansionist, whatever you want to call it, Islamist systems. And so, again, we need to stand up and intensify speaking out to let the bullies know we're not going to shut up.
Well, let's just focus on Islamophobia, which is what I'm an expert on, and I don't know anything about the feminism that you're referring to. But Islamophobia was coined and propagated and has been subject to multiple UN resolutions supporting Islamophobia by the modern Iranian state, which is an Islamist pseudo-democracy. The whole goal of Islamophobia is to, of the concept of Islamophobia, is to criminalize the scrutiny of any Islamic institution, Islamic entity, an Islamic idea. There is nothing in Islam that says we cannot be scrutinized. And I am confident Islam will exist for another 1,500 years. It's like Judaism or Christianity. These things do not wither under scrutiny. But totalitarianism masquerading as a religion is destroyed by scrutiny. So wouldn't it serve me if I was an Iranian Islamic pseudo-democrat? Well, I don't really want to be put to the litmus test. Let me make it equivalent to anti-Semitism, by which it has absolutely no equivalence. Anti-Semitism is a completely
well, that's right, because with the whole
hatred.
With Islam, it's not the racial
that's
component.
The goal. That's the goal. Islamophobia is seeking to make itself equivalent to anti-Semitism. That is a falsehood, and that is seeking only to control the public discourse. So actually, even though we have many problems with terrorism in the Muslim-majority world and Western Europe, where there are many more Muslims than live in the United States in numbers and percentages, we are much more at threat if we do not defend the freedom of inquiry and freedom of ideas. And so again, I come back. For those that are seriously interested, read the Muslim scholar Bassam TV, read his texts, and learn about why these things matter so much to believing Muslims, not only to those of us that really are committed to democracy, too.
Well, you're right. I mean, in all your history, I mean, of course, no more than I do, but Iran said we are an Islamic state. So when the Sunnis start trying to copy the Shiites, now with their Islamic state, it is truly a political form of Islam to keep even political parties in power, where you can't criticize the Ayatollahs because they are the state, and so criticizing Islam is illegal, so criticizing the state's illegal, and you can keep a group in power who's only got maybe 20% support rate, and the young people obviously want out from under it. So that's the truth, is that in Iran and countless other Muslim nations, people want to be freer, and they want to get back to the more golden age of Islam and the rest of it, but they're being beaten over the head in between political Islam, and then it's being supported by George Soros in the West, force-feeding that this is Islam, because it's a poison pill for people that are Muslims or people that are Christians or people that are atheists, but they've dumbed it down with virtue signaling where people can just say, oh, Muslims are perfect, never criticize any of them. And then now you got a group, as you said, that aren't even really Muslims. They're like this super radical political cult cancer. And so it's growing out of control because no one can criticize it. And the biggest group of people it's killing are Muslims. And it's just incredible. Doctor, what's the best website or place for people to visit, find out about your book and more?
The book is available wherever books are sold. You can learn more and just look for me on social media and you'll find that. But I just want to end with one last point. It's worth saying the Quran is a very short book, 80,000 words only. My book was twice as long. It does not specify a form of government. It does not require a caliphate. It does not, in fact, it absolutely refuses compulsion in belief. So while those of us that criticize Islamists, you and I, are called bigoted, or we're called fascists, or we're called racists, actually that is what Islamism is. Islam itself is multi-tolerant.
All right, doctor, we're out of time. Please come back. Please come back again. Very, very impressed with the work you're doing. In the Land of the Invisible Woman is the book. Dr. Ahmed, thank you so much. Oh, wow, that was really powerful. Stay with us. Key Intel straight ahead.
Being self-reliance is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Some folks are born. Some folks are born. Make the way to gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. Mike Cernovich is coming up with big breaking news. There's so much we didn't get to today because there's so much happening, but a lot of it is up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I never really plugged products today in 3 hours of broadcast, and we need to fund ourselves, so that's something we need to do. Plus, we've got great products that I believe could really help you and enrich your life, whether it's spreading the word with an InfoWars t-shirt or you know, getting a bottle of high-quality vitamin B12. Now, this is more than a plug right now. This is an incredible story, but it ties into our products that have become a big national issue. BuzzFeed's lab caught selling relabeled InfoWars product for twice the price. It's a big lab, but then they also sell products. And then they test them, and then they tell you if they're good. And they said the best vitamin B12 on the market is vegan B12 brand. Well, that's who we buy our vitamin B12 from and private label it. And they sell it for $35. And we sell it for $17.76. Isn't that interesting? And they go on to say, our product is completely clean. Notice they use a California lab. Highest standards in the world in California. Because you better believe if it wasn't California level, there'd be lawyers on top of it. That's how this works with the testing groups, the lawyers, then the testing groups themselves also sell the products. Well, we went out and found across the nation the best products out there and private labeled them. Or the best products private labeled, bought the raw material, and then had other things added to make it even better with some of our proprietary products. And this already blew up in their face when they say in the big BuzzFeed hit piece, it's as advertised, and it is what he says it is. But it's overpriced. So they would do all this weird stuff. They would put prices that were higher than we sell stuff, even at regular price there. Or they would cherry pick and go, look, this Anthroplex has zinc in it. They say that $5 worth per bottle, but he sells it for $40. Actually selling it for less than that, but whatever. But they don't tell you it's got all these other ingredients that cost money. And when you add it up, it's like, wow, there's a lot of product in there. The average supplement company marks things up 5 times. We try to keep it at 100%, not 500%. And it's so unethical, though, because they couldn't find anything, so then they just made stuff up. BuzzFeed did. Really bizarre how they did it, too. They say, we believe he's trying to sell this to cure autism, which is criminal. And then there's nowhere I said that. It's bizarre. And I mean, it really is. But why sue BuzzFeed or these people? Because it's a joke. Now, what did we catch them in? Here's the big one. Our Secret 12 is being sold for $17.76 right now. It's normally $29.95. That's $5. Look right here. $5 when it's at regular price, which it rarely is, than what they're selling it. Now, what did I tell you? I said, we go out and we buy the top brands. We have them private labeled at their factories. Top inspections, all of it. That's the best thing to do. And then if something's usually, you know, $25, we take $5 off of it. Or it's $50, you take $10 off. Exactly as I said, normal price, we're $5 less than the actual top brand in the country that they certify themselves as the best, that they then sell. But then in the article about ours, say ours is overpriced and should only be $10 when they're selling the exact same thing for $35.
Thank you.
Do they even know that and think I wouldn't notice that?
Visit GCNLive.com today.
They want to make money while destroying me.